Demi Lovato is dancing with the devil as she pursues purpose through gender fluidity. And Marvel's latest Loki is also gender fluid in the new Disney show. Stay with us as we look at these and other stories on the 5:11 News.
Now, there are two kinds of people in the world, only two kinds, not black and white, not rich and poor. There are those who are dead in sin, and there are those who are dead to sin.
After three nights of unbridled lawlessness across London, the contagion is spreading.
The problem is that God has already judged this. He has judged murder already. I don't need to question it. I don't need to ask and wonder what his plan is.
We're commanded as Christians not to participate in the works of darkness, but expose them.
Welcome back to the 5:11 News. I'm your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about a few different stories concerning gender fluidity. But I want to also ask you guys to bear with me. I do have a little bit of a lower voice today. No, I haven't hit any second puberty or anything. I just simply am a little out of it with a cold. But nonetheless, we wanted to get a 5:11 News in, not only because the topics at hand are going to be very, very important. We're not just simply going to be talking about gender fluidity, but we're going to be talking about drugs, drug usage, being a drug addict, and also how we have victory in Christ through versus what the world can offer. Now, we are also leaving, and I please ask that you guys would keep us in prayer as this is Friday. We'll be leaving in a couple of days. That means on Monday for Costa Rica, where we're going to be hitting up the streets of Costa Rica, sharing the gospel. We hope to do a number of live shows there while we're out there. We also did a live show yesterday with Pastor Joe answering your guys' questions. And we've been loving those. And actually, because you guys have hit us up with a number of questions, we like doing those as many times as possible. But nonetheless, on today's episode, we're going to talk specifically about Demi Lovato. Now, one of the issues here is that Demi Lovato, who, I mean, she really got her I guess, notoriety through Camp Rock. It was like a television film. She was one of those, you know, Disney stars that blossomed as a child and then grew up and, like most, got addicted to drugs. And it's a pretty sad story, but it seems like it doesn't matter if you're talking about Britney Spears or Christina Aguilera or Justin Timberlake or, you know, just keep on going down the line all the way to Miley Cyrus. It seems as though the Disney stars typically have a lot of issues, and it's really, really sad. But I will be honest, for most of them, they are used and abused by Hollywood. They are thrown out there in the limelight and are expected to be, for a lot of children, the idols that their kids look up to. And sadly, that happens, and that's what Satan wants, because then he terrorizes them. In the case of Demi Lovato, she's someone who says that when she was a young girl doing these Disney shows, that there was a young actor as well who had raped her at that time. And sadly, this is the case for a lot of people in that industry, man and woman. Whether straight or homosexual, this is something that happens all the time in Hollywood. It has a pedophilia problem as well as a rape problem, and they are typically the first ones to give everyone guidance on sexuality while they themselves are perverts. But nonetheless, this is something that we need to talk about because it is serious. And one of the ways that Satan gets a grip on young men and women is by fundamentally coming against the very things that we are made in the image of God, that God has a sexual ethic. And when those things go awry, people themselves go awry. The problem is that sin doesn't happen in a vacuum. When people commit sin, even if they think that they're getting away with it because they're alone in their home watching pornography or something, even when they think they're getting away with it, they don't get away with it. Ultimately, God is looking at them, and guess what? Your conscience bears witness against you when you are committing those sins. And sadly, for so many, that wickedness that people get involved in terms of the disgusting films they watch and even some of the movies and some of the music they listen to is they see women as objects and little boys as objects as well. You can ask Bryan Singer about that, or even I believe the actor Kevin Spacey as well, and a number of actors and so forth. Roman Polanski is a pedophile as well. And one of the things that we look at when we see these things is that the damage that Satan can do when he corrupts a child's mind. And I do believe these are why the words of Jesus, why he was so serious about this, that stumbling blocks are going to come, right? But woe to the one by which they come. Woe to the ones who cause little ones to stumble. Be better than a millstone, be wrapped around their neck and them to be thrown in the middle of the ocean. Because that's what Christ sees. He sees that these little children are made in his image. And he recognizes that people are trying to corrupt them at a very young age. This is why for so many years, and we think about just cigarettes alone, right? They had Joe Cool and they had different advertisements and so forth, most of which were aimed at getting young kids to get involved with smoking, not really realizing the cancer that would come later. And what has happened now, and while advertising to children has become something of a faux pas, and they've now illegalized it here in America for the most part, the advertising of sexual immorality is something that has not been stopped in terms of getting it in front of children. In fact, we just talked about how UNICEF says that there shouldn't be little things that people have to click to say, hey, I'm this years old to look at this pornography, because kids need to learn about it. And sadly, what happens so often is that a lot of them are watching these things and then they have a feverish, disgusting, reprobate need to go out and perform these acts on the willing or the unwilling. And that includes getting women drunk. That includes using their power over them or whatever it may be, and then raping women in different ways or raping young men and so forth. And so what we need to do is speak out against that. We need to stand up, and as men, let's guard our daughters, all right? Let's guard our young sons and daughters. For mothers out there, you need to be preaching wisdom to them so that your children will wear it as a wreath, right? We need to make sure that when we are looking at our children, that we are watching and guarding them. That is our goal. I hope as a father, as a mother, if you are, that you have a goal to watch over them. And I hope for you men that are in the church, that if you see predators coming in some way, that you stand up and say something about it. You don't even have to be a father. You just need to be a man. And you recognize something going on, you should probably stand up and say something. And when it comes to young girls, some of the things that break my heart is to hear those stories of how they were taken advantage of and so forth. And it is absolutely heartbreaking. And so I didn't want to just sidestep this when it came to specifically the idea of someone being raped and so forth and then going and turning to drugs. But it is a reality that this happens quite often. I no longer do, but I had been teaching at the local rescue mission for, I want to say, the last 8 years. I had been teaching there on a monthly basis, been able to do some graduations as well. And it was one of the most beautiful things for me as a person who was learning how to share the word with people I love and care about. And then to hear their testimonies, to hear how they started using and so forth. And do not think that Satan does not use their circumstance in order to convince them that using drugs and so forth is normalized, is something that they should be doing. Because this is what my cousin does. This is what my friends do. This is what even my mom and my dad do and so forth. These are what my neighbors do. Guys, this is one of the ways that Satan works. Notice so often in the Old Testament, it was entire cultures, guys. The entire Canaanite culture, the Amalekites, the Jebusites, all of them. Remember the paganism that they would do. And remember that it was a cultural thing. And a lot of times those very words that Paul preached in 1 Corinthians 15:33, quoting a philosopher of his time, where he said, "Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals." The reason why he says not to be deceived is because guess what? Plenty of people are deceived on that issue. And because they are deceived on that issue, What is sad is that so many kids go into these valleys without their guidance of their parents. And so many parents are derelict of their duties on these things. And people get taken in this regard. And it's really, really heartbreaking. Most people that are raped by people that they know. And people typically that their parents know as well. And guess what happens? Drugs get involved typically to cope. Because that's what happens when the human soul's in desperation. I believe that it typically will turn to a God, no matter what, whatever God that may be, whether that's the one true God or some other God. And I say all of this because watching now the testimonial of Demi Lovato, watching the testimonial of her parents, watching the testimony of her sister and all of her friends around her about the day, the culmination of the day and the days after as well of her drug overdose in 2018. Demi Lovato, once again, became a big star. She started out in Barney and Friends. So this is something she's been doing since she was a little girl. And then in 2008, being in Camp Rock and so forth, and then growing with songs next to Joe Jonas, going on the Billboard Hot 100 and so forth, she really did grow in her popularity. And then she has tried, sadly, as many people have, she has tried over and over again to fulfill a void that is only filled in Christ, only fulfilled in Christ. And she actually claims that when it comes to sexuality and so forth, that as a kid, she was a, quote, Christian Southern girl. That's what she says, that she was a Christian Southern girl and didn't really understand sexuality and so forth and sex and all of those things. But sadly, instead of getting a proper Christian ethic in terms of the marriage bed being one of undefilement, marriage bed is undefiled. And fornicators and adulterers, God will judge them. Instead of understanding that and putting a blanket no on anything outside of that scope, it's whatever the culture says, really. It really is whatever the culture says. Instead of having objective truth, you know, sadly enough, her, like most of the people I have found that fall into these categories, over and over again, you hear them talk about how they were just getting to the rock bottom before they cried out to God. The problem is the God they cry out to typically is not the one true God. And I believe wholeheartedly that the scriptures speak exactly to so much of what modern drug rehabilitation is. They speak specifically so much to what the modern understanding of people getting involved and addicted to drugs and their needs and their helps and so forth, whether it's Alcoholics Anonymous, where you can go and then just simply pray to a doorknob or so forth. And then you sit there claiming you are an alcoholic without any new creation in you, without you being a new creation, without the Holy Spirit living inside of you, living a life of defeat. Sadly, people all go back. And I don't say this out of not having experience. I myself was a full-blown drunkard. For anybody that watches this that used to be friends with me before I came to know Christ, you know full well that I was a drunkard. I was absolutely, positively enamored and addicted to alcohol. And I tried on multiple occasions to stop. I need to stop drinking. I have to stop doing this. But not only would my body not want to do that physically, whether it's headaches or shakes from wanting and needing a insatiable need to have liquor, also the need to feel something, the need to, especially once I became an atheist and so forth, the need for that alcohol, the need for that liquor, the need for that spirit to be in me, I had that same exact feeling. And sadly, I tried different things to fulfill different needs. I took advice from people who really did love me and said, you know what, Chad, it's because you have a hard liquor problem. Just switch to beer and wine and you'll be fine. That actually wasn't the truth either. And even my friends who have gotten off drugs, what I have found over and over and over again is the ones that go back. Yes, I've had a number of friends who have gotten off drugs and then eventually gone back and have eventually gone back, tried to take the same amount that they were using, whether it's heroin or something else, Oxycontin pills, so forth, try to use the same they were using prior to coming off the drug and then cooking themselves and dying. Been to those funerals, not the easiest thing to go to. Or those who live a life where they go back and forth and back and forth without any long-standing victory. Or those who stay off of drugs but now have other gods, and what they've done is trade vices. What they've done is they've taken this one vice and said, well, I'm not doing this, I'll just take this one now. And so I'll work at a drug rehabilitation center or a sober living house, and instead of doing heroin, I will sleep with the random girls that come here for my help. Instead of doing that, I'll smoke cigarettes. And, you know, obviously we're not talking about going to hell because somebody smokes a cigarette, but nonetheless, we are talking about a situation where they trade these vices. And I believe that Matthew 12, 43 through 45 speaks to this. Now, I always like to give background. I don't want to just take verses out of context. So the background is really, really important. Remember, at that same place right above this, starting, I believe, in verse 38, Jesus is talking about this generation that is seeking after a sign. This generation is one that seeks after a sign. And he says the only sign they're going to get is the sign of Jonah specifically. Jonah is the only sign that they are going to get concerning, concerning, I believe, Christ himself. And what happens is he tells them specifically that even somebody from the east, even the queen from the east, or the queen of the south, I'm sorry, even the queen of the south, that even she heard of the wisdom of Solomon and came to hear it. Think about that. They're seeking after a sign, and they're like, hey, you're in Israel here, right? You're seeking after this sign. There was even a woman from the south who came, a pagan, by the way, who came to hear of the wisdom of Solomon. You know what he says? One greater than Solomon is here. You see, they were searching for something else other than Jesus. They weren't even searching for Jesus himself. They just wanted his signs, right? They just wanted his miracles. They didn't want to actually have Jesus as Lord of their life. They wanted something else over and over again. You see this in the Gospels. They want something else, something else, something else other than Jesus. And every time he does a sign, they want something else. And I find that so common, sadly, for the people that are so enamored with signs and wonders like those involved in the Bethel movement. So often, for many I've talked to, they live a life absent of true sanctification in the Holy Spirit that is progressive and grows us more and more into the image of Christ himself. And they go after these signs over and over. They don't really want the sanctification that happens in Jesus and to read his word and to come into relationship with him. What they want is something out of him, not him, the person in who he is. Salvation comes through the person of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of you. But here's what the Bible says about the person who seeks after other things and trades those vices. So maybe you get off of drugs, but then you do this. It says in verse 43 of Matthew chapter 12, now when the unclean spirit goes out of a man, it passes through waterless places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when it comes, it finds it unoccupied, swept, and put in order. Then it goes and takes along with it seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there, and the last state of that man becomes worse than the first. Guys, this is what happens, I believe, at so many of the drug rehabilitations. If you talk to many of the people that are involved in them, a lot of times when you ask them what they believe in terms of who Jesus is, what they believe about the Bible and so forth, is Jesus was a nice person. The Bible is a good idea. Not the living word of God that we obviously recognize that it is. Not the power of the Holy Spirit that literally comes to live inside us to give us the victory that makes us more than conquerors through him who loves us. Guys, this is the gospel of Jesus Christ, that it is the dudamus power, the dynamite power of the gospel, that guess what? We not only become victors in Christ, but the Holy Spirit comes and lives in us and convicts us of those sins. And sadly, so often for those involved in the drugs and so forth, they look for something else. And Demi Lovato is in her recent album and now series that she has on her YouTube channel. She calls it Dancing with the Devil. And then when you watch the video, she has these devil-like figures in them. And she's basically ODing. She's reliving the overdose that she had happen in 2018, where she had three strokes and a heart attack, which made her unable to drive and now have blind spots. I mean, guys, this is sad and it is heartbreaking. She had invited over to a drug dealer after having friends over who not only had fentanyl laced with some of the drugs, but then raped her and left her for dead. And this is the life. It's not simply for the person on the street. It's not simply for this person or that person. When it comes to drugs and alcohol and the way that Satan works through pharmakeia, when it comes to those things, it's not prejudice. It will go after anybody rich. I mean, that's why they call it sex, drugs, and rock and roll, because that's exactly the lifestyle. And Satan has his inroads. And what he's done is a masterful job of having so many people have their idols that they look up to who are yet miserable. They're miserable in the very state that their fans wish they were in. They wish they had all the money. They wish they had all the popularity. But yet their prisons in their own home, so have paparazzi surrounding them, and they're addicted to sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and Satan has them. So while she sings metaphorically about dancing with the devil, what is sad is because she has not come to a true relationship in Jesus Christ, she is still yet dancing with the devil. All he is doing is simply acting another way. Sometimes this comes in the form of works-based religions and so forth. And all you have to do is see the anger that happens if somebody accidentally calls someone by their mispreferred pronoun and see the anger that comes out that it's a works-based religion. All you have to see is listen to some people talk about gender fluidity as if it's salvation, to recognize that it's not far off from the Gnostic views that fought against the early church about the flesh being evil and somebody coming to a true gnosis and coming to this gnosis, and that brings about salvation for them because their flesh is evil and it's actually wrong. It's not what God made you, when Jesus quite clearly, without a doubt, proclaimed the truth of Genesis that God made them male and female. And sadly, what it does is it makes somebody just what they are, a factory of idols where they build for themselves different idols to worship. And gender fluidity is just one of them. I want to play this little clip. And I know I'm already running low on time, but this is an important show because I hope that one thing that people are doing is they're understanding quite clearly that when it comes to this, when it comes to these things that people put and hope for salvation, they're just idols, and it's broken people who need Jesus Christ. Demi Lovato needs Jesus Christ. The writers who put Loki now as gender fluid for their new Marvel series, not that that's already satanic, those writers and so forth that are adding that into the new Disney show for their young people to watch for free as you have Disney Plus on your televisions at home, on your apps, as they have all these things and everything becomes normal because they like these characters, sadly, these people are influencing our children and they're hurting our children and they're making it harder to make inroads for the gospel for the people that are our neighbor that need it. So I want to play for you just what Demi Lovato says she wants to be called now. Let's play the clip.
Living in the fourth dimension means existing consciously in both time and space. But for me, it means having conversations that transcend the typical discourse. I want to take this moment to share something very personal with you. Over the past year and a half, I've been doing some healing and self-reflective work. And through this work, I've had the revelation that I identify as non-binary. With that said, I'll officially be changing my pronouns to they, them. I feel that this best represents the fluidity I feel in my gender expression and allows me to feel most authentic and true to the person I both know I am and still am discovering. In this first episode, I'm excited to share with you what this means to me and what it may look like for other people. I want to make it clear that I'm still learning and coming into myself, and I don't claim to be an expert or a spokesperson. I know this might be a new conversation for many, so I'm inviting my friend Alok, someone I trust to spend time on this platform. Alok is an author, performer, and an important voice within the non-binary community and beyond. Their work to create visibility, equality, and understanding has inspired me on my healing journey. We'll discuss identity at large, but also take the time to personally reflect on how I came into my truth so that we, like many others, are able to live our lives authentically. In just a minute, I'm going to share space with Alok and dive deeper into this conversation.
You know, it's sad. And the first thing I thought about, not only the Matthew 12 text, I've seen a little bit of what she's gone through and so forth, but when she called herself a they, in all honesty, I thought of Mark chapter 5, and I'm just going to read it for you. Starting at verse 1, they came to the other side of the sea in the country of the Gerasenes or the Gadarenes. When he got out of the boat, immediately a man from the tombs with an unclean spirit met him, and he had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one was able to bind him anymore, even with a chain, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been torn apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. Constantly, night and day, he was screaming among the tombs and in the mountains and gashing himself with stones. Now, don't think that cutting yourself and harming yourself is something that hasn't been happening for a long time. Satan, I believe, hates the fact that we are imago Dei, made in the image of God. And I think this is exactly why, specifically, people do cut themselves, and Satan convinces people that are in desperation to cut themselves. Seeing Jesus from a distance, he ran up and bowed down before him, and shouting with a loud voice, he said, "What business do we have with each other, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God, do not torment me." For he had been saying to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And he was asking him, "What is your name?" And he said to him, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And sadly, when someone wants to be called they and has these multiple personalities and so forth, I don't think that is an accident. Sadly, it shows the desperate place that that person is in. And we have no idea how overcome with, you know, literally the demonic that person might be. If you're somebody like Demi Lovato, I have to point this out to you guys, because some people are like, "Oh, it's the devil behind every corner." Guys, when these people have this much influence, when hundreds of millions of people have watched their music and so forth, and they normalize that which is very abhorrent and against what the Word of God says, that is against who you are, made in the image of all of these things, and we think that Satan looks at the influence that they have and goes, "Oh, if only I would have thought of that." I think that is willful ignorance to think of such a thing, and to think that Marvel and all of these other shows that are going with gender fluid people and so forth, to think that this is not something that Satan is using, to think that Ephesians 2:2 is not true when it says that the prince of the power of the air, Satan, works through the sons of disobedience, to look at those words and to realize they are true, but to realize this: we fight a one battle. It was won on the cross. We get to live in victory, and we get to share this life-changing gospel. And guess what? There are a number of people right now who have come out of transgenderism and have deconstructed, not from the Christian faith, but from transgenderism. So they can turn from that, and Jesus Christ will make them a new creature. Go out, preach this gospel, and serve your King. God bless.
The 5:11 News with Chad Davidson has been brought to you by Good Fight Ministries, bringing you news and commentary from a Christian perspective. This show can be heard every Friday wherever podcast shows are available, or visit 511news.org. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to being with you next week on the 5:11 News.